Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
It's been great because we're starting to get some response from the building departments on some long held permits. Permits that we filed in February of last year are just getting approved now. So not
what?
April of 2023, April 2022. In the wonderful world of San Francisco, and any solar person, any solar installer that has done projects in San Francisco can certainly understand what I'm talking about. It is unbelievable that the building department really hold these projects hostage, and the customers aren't so understanding, if you can believe it.
But yeah. I can 100% believe it. But I don't want to believe it.
So we got some permits approved on these really long stand, and it's now we have to actually go find the equipment from 2022 that may not be available.
I know. How do you now go back? Because I mean, prices have changed, supplies have changed,
tax rates changed, permits changed. Everything needs to be updated. So it's a balancing act because now that we spent the 100 hours to get the permit approved.
Yeah.
Now we get to go back to the client and say, okay, sorry, it's not, that equipment's not available. And we have to, and then if you change the equipment, you have to kind of go through the permit process again. So we're going to be scrambling to see if we can find this equipment. So it's cuckoo for sure. And
that's the
only way to explain it. But we got it. We got the permit finally. So it's interesting, and it's not just San Francisco. So we've gotten some other permits waiting, and they're getting approved. So I think they're starting to come back from vacation, come back from the net energy metering 2.0. And now they're kind of, starting to get on it. So that's good. That's really good. So now we can start getting these projects installed and plowing through our workload, our backup projects, which is great. People are very, very excited to go solar. So that's
good.
That's great.
Okay. Yep. These are commercial projects, I'm assuming?
Couple commercial, couple residential, couple big residential, couple, agricultural. And so it's a whole melange of
so it's projects. Not just because the project was big. It's just because it's in the queue.
I don't want to bore you with all the different, different things, but it's pretty crazy. Well, one funny thing is we had to define the impervious zones for ground mount systems. That's what I said.
They're made from Captain America's shield.
What are they? From Iron Man's from his suit. So no, this is it really quick. It's if you have a house, then the driveway presumably is made of concrete. That is a impervious zone. So we had to detail that. We had to, and the deck and the roof and the, all this stuff. And then the existing solar array, and then for the new one. And so then the client gets to pay for additional drainage on these areas. So not so excited about that, but that's how it goes. So anyway, it's
how's the solar going to affect the drainage?
Well, because when it rains, the raindrops hit the solar, and then it drains off the edge. Also in between the solar panels.
Yeah.
And it's not a perfect science, I will say that, but it is interesting. This is a new requirement that everyone was just staring at each other like, what are you talking about, impervious zone? So, oh boy. So added another, you know, $2,500 to the project. So, Hey, all right.
Whatever you need, boss. Whatever you need.
Yeah. Okay, well, boss. And then today I wanted to kind of talk about people who are going solar now, you know, and they're kind of doing the previous way of, you know, getting six or seven different proposals. And the variation in the solar proposals is pretty dramatic. So it used to be, you know, if you use 10,000 kilowatt hours in a year for your home, you know, we'd install, you know, 11,000, maybe 10,500 kilowatt hours worth of solar production.
Oh.
With the intent, you know, that that would offset more than 100% of the electricity bill.
Good.
Well, that is good. In the winter months, you're just not producing enough solar to offset. Now, you know, you're offset the winter bills without that net energy metering credit. So when NEM 2.0, those excess kilowatt hours were going into your bank with the utility company, PG&E, and then when you needed them in the winter months, you could pull from that credit. Well, now with NEM 3.0, that additional energy is going back to PG&E, but only at 7 cents a kilowatt hour. So it's not enough to offset the winter months in most cases. So some solar companies are saying we need to max out your entire roof. Some solar companies are saying we need to max out, not quite max out of your entire roof, but we need to add at least one backup battery so that excess power goes into the battery and then you can pull from that excess when you need it, probably not during the winter months as much. And then some solar companies are just saying, yep, there's no way we're going to be offsetting 100% of your bill. So we're just going to target the daytime power and you get to pay for the nighttime power. If you want to add battery storage, then you'll have some power for the night, but not all. So what do you think most people want? Because we're trying to figure that out, Adam.
Well, obviously, the simple solution doesn't exist.
No, there is no. That's what I'm kind of getting at, is that every solar company kind of now has their philosophy on what makes the most sense. And it's creating tremendous confusion for the client because they say, hey, you know, why am I getting, you know, eight different system sizes and then with batteries and then with the financing and everything. And it's just overwhelming for a lot of people to figure out what is the best solution. And so what would you do, Adam, if you had, you know, five different proposals all range, you know, starting at like 18,000 and going up to like 80,000?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the, because if
that's
you add in two
bad,
that's a huge spread. And if you're adding, that's what adding batteries does to the equation, because that can add, you know, if you're going just to target the daytime power, probably that $18,000 proposal is okay, but be prepared. You're going to have a big leftover bill. And if you're trying to target more of the nighttime power or, you know, off-peak power, then you need more solar. And generally, if you're using 10,000 kilowatt hours in a year, now you have to install 13 or 14,000 kilowatt hours of solar production to get to that area. And then, you know, it kind of makes sense to add one or two batteries for some people, not everybody. And so it's definitely a, you know, all of these proposals look good to me. I mean, it's really depending on, I know, and that's what's going to be really confusing for the client.
Question. So in my thinking, putting two batteries on my wall would cost me $20,000.
$40,000. Good.
Huh? $20,000.
Nope.
Huh?
No. So
two
that's
batteries.
Yeah, and so it's hard. Yeah, two batteries, but that $20,000 doesn't include the installation, the warranty. I mean, it's a whole, and then there's another service panel that has to be installed. It's a whole process. So if you just bought the battery and didn't want them installed, then yeah, it'd be $20,000.
Oh, so I just want to put them on the side of my house.
It's I know, pretty much. Yeah, just have them sitting there, but they need to be connected. It's a whole thing.
So then my thinking would be, okay, how many years of solar would I have to get to offset that $25,000 worth of batteries? That would be my kind of how I think I would try and approach it. I don't know. I, this is, it's,
We need the wise old owl from the Tootsie Roll Pop.
Can people send in their questions to you, Jamie?
Well, it is. Yeah, so this is what we're running into now, is that people that want to go solar, they just want, just tell me what I need to do. And I'm like, well, you know, you hate this answer, but it depends. So yeah, it's my answer, and what we're doing is we're giving you some options. So we say option one, we try to offset more than what you're using now, because what you're using now, it does not really indicate what you will be using in the future. You know, if we can go back through past episodes of all the changes that are coming up for California in regards to the electrification of the state. And, you know, people who are putting in solar now, I promise you, unless you're putting in more than double what you're needing now, you will be adding more coming soon. And so lots of changes with electric cars and heat pumps that are coming, electric water heaters, so forth. And so natural gas is going away, if you wanted a spoiler alert. And once that goes away, that's going to pave the way for a lot more electricity. Oh, and gasoline too, that's going away.
How's that going to go away? All right, whatever.
Well, not go away, but you know, in California, you won't be able to buy a new electric or a new car after 2035 that is not electric. And that's happening much faster. And we're already seeing gas prices in California hit the $7 mark in Southern California. So that's all strategic. They kind of want people to start moving to electric, and they already are, but more to electric. So it's a whole thing. But it's, you know, what do you do to go solar? And it's right now, it's extremely confusing for every client. When people get too much information, they just say, forget it. And they just don't do anything.
I've seen that, right? Analysis or paralysis. I don't know. Paralysis by analysis.
Paralysis by analysis. And especially the more proposals they get, the more they are confused. And so, you know, this is our advice almost from the first podcast, was definitely number one, check the reputation of the company you're going with. If they've been in business for 5 years or less, chances are they're not really so versed on all of these different variables and different factors. Second, make sure they are licensed. We're seeing so many unlicensed guys going out of business, but that's not stopping a lot of them from continuing to sell on the side while they're, you know, now selling insurance, or they are in the mortgage business and they're getting crushed there. Anyway, wherever they're heading, they're also doing solar too. But they may not. Anyway, so then the big one is how long they have been in business. We are seeing so many smaller companies that are going out of business, and it's really sad, but those are the ones that are really sales based. And so the ones that do a lot of door knocking, that have, you know, 5,000 Google reviews somehow in a year type of thing. And that's perfectly natural. And anywho, so definitely talk about, you know, find the ones that have been in business for a little bit longer than, you know, I would say 5 years or more is good, that they are licensed. They don't have a lot of complaints on the Better Business Bureau or on their contractor website, because they're generally the experts in that area. And so it's really critical, you know, to really understand everything that's going on in solar, but it's impossible. There's just too many things to know, and nobody knows what your electricity usage habits are. You know, if you work from home, you know, so people who work from home, mother-in-law is moving in, and you know, they don't use a lot of daytime power now, but they will be, and that kind of stuff. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And I feel sorry for our clients that are going through that. But it's just the new world order, and we will adjust. We'll get on top of it, and we'll figure out what's the best solution, if there is a best solution. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh boy. Wow.
Yeah. I know we talked really fast on that one, but
no, I mean, it's a really complex issue when you have all those variables involved in, you know, making that $18,000 to $80,000 decision.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
That is nuts. And so, one last thing, California did, it's on the governor's desk, the SB 49, which they want to encourage the installation of solar power along California's highways. So exciting, yeah, I guess. But
I'm all for
what
that.
What happens to the, where does the power go once it's generated? I mean, it is unused space, but it's kind of funny to me. It's like, okay, well, who's going to use that power? Is it street signs maybe? It's
that aqueduct, no?
That would be awesome, yes. Oh. But now we have it. That's not along the highway. But in any event, it's good intentions, I'd say. And then we'll see how that goes. And if the governor signs it, see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
Yep. All kinds of stuff happening in solar as usual. Maybe we need to do another, do a second version of this podcast. Let's see.
All right. We're going to wrap today's episode
yep.
up right there. So if you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message to there, and Jamie will be sure to get to it on an upcoming episode. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be an excellent podcast to refer to them. They must be just having so many questions that they need answers to. $18,000 to $80,000 spread kind of questions. This would be a great podcast for them to listen to, as it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. So what better friend is that, we always ask? I don't know. Until next time, everyone. See you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.